And from intelligence to identity and race, Latinos identify themselves racially in many ways, depending on where and how they live, their education, and their politics. This according to a new study by the Pew Hispanic Center. Latinos who see themselves as white, it says, are more likely to be better educated, to make more money, to register to vote, and to then vote Republican. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Long before any academic study, comedian George Lopez was poking fun at Latinos who think of themselves as white.
Even the Chicanos that don't want to be Chicano, the Hispanics, you know, they make a little money, you know. Yes, my mother and father are Mexican, but I'm from Spain.
Being Latino or Hispanic is not a race, it's an ethnicity, so it's not easy to find one category that fits. There's not even an agreement on what to call the group, Latino or Hispanic, and they come in many flavors, points out comic Paul Rodriguez.
We are as black as Sammy Sosa, and we are as white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed as Cameron Diaz, Christina Aguilera.
In fact, the new study shows that for Latinos, race is a flexible concept. Roberto Suro, who heads the Pew Hispanic Center, says that for many Latinos, race is not just based on skin color.
In the sort of strange American system of race, they're sort of the one group that really gets to choose. Very clearly, people who are doing better economically prefer to call themselves white.
The findings are based on data from the 2000 census and from information from a recent survey of 3,000 Hispanics. The responses cover cultural, political, and economic differences and geography. For instance, 81% of Puerto Ricans living in Puerto Rico identify themselves as white, while more than half of New York Puerto Ricans say they're black or from another race. At the same time, an overwhelming number of Cuban Americans call themselves white.
You know, in the Caribbean in particular, there's the old saying that money whitens.
Suro points out that among Mexican Americans, who make up 2/3 of Latinos in the country, the concept of race varies.
Texas is the one state with a large Latino population that went through desegregation and integration, a sort of a real profound civil rights era that affected a lot of Hispanics, and where discrimination was quite a vivid part of life. And so the assumption is that being white has a higher social value there and is more attractive. Meanwhile, California is a place where the idea of a multiracial society has been kind of celebrated, where diversity has been sort of upheld as a very positive value.
Chicanos get credit for promoting brown pride since the group's civil rights movement of the 1970s. The Pew study included responses by immigrants, legal and undocumented, who were also more likely to identify themselves as non-white. The census lists only 4 racial categories: white, black, American Indian, Asian Pacific Islander, and one other, which it calls some other race. Soto says that most respondents who checked off the some other race category were Latinos and young. It all depends on the context.
They feel to be a mix of things. They feel American, they feel Latino sometimes. Sometimes they identify with their country of origin, their parents' country of origin. Sometimes, in certain circumstances, they may feel white, and other times, clearly, they don't.
The study makes it clear that for many Latinos, race is a fluid concept, and as the face of America continues to change, Latinos may have a head start in thinking of racial identity as something that's more cultural than biological. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.